on Monday people are going to elect, but on Sunday already militaries will be going for election, and then Monday will be for civilians. And talking about the commission readiness, I think everything is set up, everything is in place, and just waiting. As voters enrollment have happened a couple months already, and now I think people are ready just to go on Monday and then vote.
What are their expectations?
Talking about expectations, I think these elections are quite a bit different from the ones we used to have, because now there is a coalition of many other parties going with one candidate, and then we know the other. I think it will be playing between two main candidates, the current transitional president and also the transformators candidate. I think the game will be played among these two candidates. And yeah, people expectations, you know, young people are expecting for change, and a lot of people are expecting for change, and also we have this kind of other side of people who are still you know, kind of nostalgic to the old system, and they would like to keep going with the old system. So it depends on the which side you are, but in my opinion, these are the expectations.
So you don't think the opposition coalition would have any significant impact in the race between Prime Minister Sakse Masra and Transitional President Deby?
Yeah, I think actually the challenge will be between those two candidates. Yeah, because as you can see, going through the campaigns now, those are the main candidates that are raising crowds, and you can see definitely through the last 2 weeks when people were running, you know, to the countryside, and I think the game will be played within those two candidates.
Did the Electoral Commission say when it will release the final results of the election?
So last time the Electoral Commission said a statement that they are the only institution that should decide when the result will be coming out. So I think for now, I don't know if they have enough of resources to declare the winning candidate as soon as possible after the elections. But as they say, they're the one that have authority to decide to declare the final results. So it's difficult to predict.
What are the two major issues that the people of Chad want the next leader to resolve?
I think two major issues. First of all, when we talk about fighting poverty, that means basic needs like education, health. I think the second issue would be mainly about infrastructures, security for sure. What I was saying about also security, because we have a lot of internal security issues like the herder farmers conflicts. And all this, and I think this is one of the major security, like kidnapping, against issues that I think Chadians would like to change. And you know, things like power, electricity and water, those will be among the things that Chadians would like to see the next president to improve or to change definitely.
You've spoken to some people. How enthusiastic are they to choose the next president on Monday?
I think, you know, excitement. Now that I'm talking, there are two gatherings. One at the public place, and the other one at the sport arena, where the two, as I said, the Prime Minister Sakse Masra and the President Mohamed Idriss Deby are now giving their last speech before the election. So people are excited. You can see all over in the city. This is something new. Before. Yeah, people were like they knew nothing would change, but now there's a real challenge between the candidates, and people are really excited. I think people will go out and vote.